Beis Mishna Dalet and continue the halachas of halachas near Shabbos. Lahikiv Adam Shoyfer Shel Beitza. A person should not take a peel of an egg peel, and make a hole in it. The Amalena Shemet. You make a hole in this egg peel. You cut an egg in half, and now you have half of the egg, which you can fill up with oil. And make a hole on the bottom for the oil to drip out of it. Or you can have a full egg and make a hole on the top and the bottom and blow out the egg, and then you fill it up with oil. So you basically you set up this system that you have an egg on top with oil, and it's that little by little dripping into the lamp, oil lamp. You shouldn't take this shofar from basically a malena shemen, fill it up with oil, then al pianer you put it over the lamp. The idea behind it is to give some extra oil into the lamp. The lamp has a certain amount of capacity of oil it could take. You put next to it this egg that can drip little by little into the lamp, and as the oil in the lamp is used up, it's going to get replenished with the oil in the eggshell. So you should not do this. You should take that tefes with the kavana that will drip into the lamp. Even if the lamp is made out of ferrus, what's the idea behind it? We're concerned that you may come and take some of the oil out of the that is being used for this lamp for your own purposes, and that is the deraisa. If you have a lamp with oil in it and you take out some of the oil, it's considered mechabes. You're diminishing its supply of oil. So that is the chash over here. Even if the ner itself, the lamp is made out of cheres, which is not a clean thing, still we're concerned that you're going to take out oil out of the egg peel. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Mater, Rabbi Yehuda permits it. He is not concerned that you're going to take from it, because he says that people see that the oil is dripping into the lamp. So we don't talk about Rabbi Yehuda. We do make this area. But Mechiva Yotze Mechila, if the pottery maker originally made a contraption that you have inside the lamp the oil supply, and then stuck on, cemented onto it, you have this egg peel or whatever it is, an extra receptacle, then everybody sees it's part of the lamp, no one's going to take the oil from it, and they put it in the middle, and they should clear up it. Similarly, another way of getting extra oil for your lamp is, you put next to the lamp a bowl full of oil, and then you put a wick in between the lamp and the bowl of oil, and basically it's going to draw the oil from the bowl into the lamp. But we have the same problem. The reason why it's in the Shoeves is to draw the oil from the bowl into the lamp. Rabbi Yehuda Mater, Rabbi Yehuda permits it also because people see that it's being used for the lamp. We pass it over here also like Chachamim, that since the bowl is separate, even though there's a wick combining the two, we're concerned somebody can take oil from the bowl, which is once again an issue of Machabah putting out a fire in Shabbos.